From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In U.S. politics, Donald Trump dismissed his rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco, fending off intense attacks from his opponents at a debate late Thursday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich were taking turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be heading towards becoming the party's nominee. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear the North Korean regime will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. President Park made the remarks in a televised speech to newly commissioned military officers today, one day after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons at any moment. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett.
Most of the sanctions have some element of exception associated with them. So many of these things are uncertain, especially the enforcement mechanisms. How will we know when it's being violated, and what will our countries be willing to do if it is violated?
President Park said to expect a fiercer backlash than usual from North Korea in response to the new sanctions on Pyongyang that went into effect on Wednesday. On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast. The United Nations says at least 21 people were killed and some 120 wounded in last month's attack on a UN civilian shelter in Malakal, South Sudan. The UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says its partners have rapidly mobilized staff and supplies for the expanding camp since the attack. Some 47,000 people have taken refuge in the camp from South Sudan's ongoing civil war as it has progressed over the last months. This is VOA News.